B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Time to look at Sunday's game through the eyes of an analyst. And he does a fabulous job for Fox. He'll be doing the game on Sunday at the Link. Can't wait to see what he thinks about Sunday. Eagles-Rams. Chris Spielman joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, first of all, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it, as always, when you come on. So, thanks for being such a gentleman. And I'm just curious, let's take Eagles first and what you saw from the Eagles and kind of what you're thinking going into Sunday.
Well, I think when you listen to the press conferences, one thing I think Coach Peterson is pretty accurate, and you know, the first downs were just awful for them. And when you had 13 first downs or 14, whatever it was, and they're second and seven plus, that kind of frees up the defensive coordinator on the other side to play more of a passing type situation. So you take that guessing game a little bit. So definitely improved there. There was a communication breakdown, and I get the problems with the offensive line. Hopefully with Lane Johnson being back this week and Miles Sanders being back, communication will be better. I do think that the first week is no reason to panic. I think sometimes the first week is a liar. So I'm anxious to see them bounce back. I really think they can be pretty good. Just the injuries, it's just almost
like
unbelievable what the Eagles go through.
I know. Every year.
Crazy.
I got to tell you, it's every year, Chris. Every year, they just get in. Even the year they win the Super Bowl, you remember, they were decimated by injuries. That's amazing.
Yeah, and nobody cares, though. I mean, right? That's,
that's
part of the game.
Exactly.
And everybody gets it. And I think there's a little bit of leeway for them if they – hopefully they won't, but with the expanded practice roster and the six veterans allowed on the practice roster, hopefully that will alleviate some of the stress for them.
Yeah, I think, and we're talking to Chris Spielman on the Comcast Business Hotline. He's going to be doing the game Sunday with Kevin Kugler, so looking forward to that. Chris, the thing that scares you is we love Carson. He's the franchise. But Carson still is putting himself in harm's way. And we talked about throwing the ball away. You remember that. You saw that play on tape, I'm sure, where he takes the sack and he's out of field goal range. He took a lot of big hits again. And you're wondering, and you look at him, you go, I applaud the valor, but you got to be able to throw the ball away, and you got to be able to save your body.
So I just had this conversation with Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, about Kyler Murray, correct? And one of the biggest areas that Kyler Murray was focused on improving on was no negative plays on first or second down. And I think that goes with Carson. Now, when you have a great player and an athlete like Carson or like a Kyler Murray that can extend plays and make exciting things happen, it's very difficult to tell him to eat it because we've seen him do so many different things over the years that are just remarkable. But the other time, you have to realize that, you know, I can't make this play all the time. Me extending plays, not necessarily a high-risk play. It might be a low-risk play as far as success goes. So I know it's been addressed. I know Coach Peterson's addressed it. I know Carson's talked about it. Everybody's talked about it. But until you actually do it, you're not going to get any benefit from it. And it's, you know, it's really hard because his instincts and how he's played the game his whole entire life goes against everything that they're asking him to do and that he's, frankly, asking himself to do.
I know, and listen, you don't want to complain about valor, right? Like, you don't want to do that. And but the problem is he's been hurt, right? You know, he's just been hurt, and they can't afford. He goes down. There's no Nick Foles bailing anybody out. I mean, you know, it's important for him to stay healthy and have a big year. And I think just for his own growth to actually be that franchise quarterback. And you say it, you know, all those Russell Wilsons and Brady's and Breezes, they're playing every week.
Yeah. Well, I think with Carson, one thing he can help himself is watch film of a Kyler Murray or Russell Wilson, where those guys rarely take any shots, right? They don't want to get down. They just have a feel. And so it's all about being smart. And I think, you know, there's only so much you can say. But even if his teammates would say, hey, man, you got to either, you know, slide or run out of bounds. Don't worry about the extra yard. We'll get all that stuff. Your job is to be our quarterback. Well, you can't be our quarterback if you have injuries. And you mentioned it at the beginning of this question. When you have a history of injuries, the number one thing that Carson needs to do is make sure he stays on the field, because you know how important he is to that team. I mean, what he did last year in that end run was just amazing, how he played with a cast of guys that were coming in off the street and practicing on Wednesday, starting the NFL on Sunday. It was just amazing. He can be a really, really good player. I think I'm a big fan of his because I think he's tremendous. It's just now, you know, you got to find that fine line between making a play and throwing a play away. And hopefully he'll start to get that, because I enjoy watching him play, and the Eagles don't have a chance without him.
I know. That's exactly right. Hey, what did you see from the Rams Sunday night? And how do you see the matchup working with these two?
So the Rams, I think, had the best group performance by an offensive line during the NFL all of last week. You're able to run the football 40 times in an NFL game.
I know.
And now they only had 3.8 yards per carry, but they ran it effectively, right?
Yeah.
40 times you're going to win the football game, I promise you. Or at least 90 to 95% of the time. So they're very good. They're well coached. I think Jared Goff is comfortable. I think he's a really good player. I think he takes a lot of heat when maybe it's not always him, but hey, that's the nature of the position. Running back by committee, really good tight end, and Tyler Higbee that nobody talks about. Then you have, in my opinion, one of the best five players in the history of the NFL, not just defensive tackles, but five players in Aaron Donald. He is unbelievable. It's just amazing to watch what this guy does week in and week out. It's just fascinating.
It is. It's completely fascinating. I mean, he just dominates. It's amazing. He's just such a wrecking crew. It's incredible what he does.
So he's got the perfect body, right? So he's 6 foot, but he's got the arms of a 6'6 guy.
Yeah.
So first of all, he's got natural leverage in the run game or bull rushing or power rushing. Then he has the arm length to create separation. That's why you'll see him getting double teamed all night long. It reminds me of, we'll see who the Eagles throw in at guard this week. You know, who knows? But it reminds me of a guy, an offensive tackle that I played with, and we're getting ready to play the Green Bay Packers, and, you know, we're sitting at the locker, and all of a sudden he's lighting up a camel. Said, what are you doing, man? You don't smoke. He said, dude, I got Reggie this week, man.
That's
a true story.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. That's fantastic.
Smoking an unfiltered camel because he's got Reggie White.
Oh my god, that's fantastic.
Check the guards with the Eagles and see if they picked up smoking this week.
That is absolutely fantastic. Chris Spielman with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. He's doing the game for Fox on Sunday. You know, one of the things that impressed me about the Rams game plan was how they negated pressure. And the Cowboys front is good. It's really good. And they were able to take advantage of it. And, you know, the Rams, first of all, they like to be an 11. So they prefer that. But a lot of misdirections. They're able to really get the ball out of Goff's hands. I'd like to see Eagles do a little bit more of that. What do you think of that? Get the ball out of Carson's hand a little bit.
Yeah, that's how you negate pass rush, right? You run a quick screen game or three-step drops, or one thing you can do is do that little quick motion like they talked about the Rams, because what that does is, at least if timed right, it'll hold the backside pursuit down on a running game. And yeah, I think, you know, the Eagles are aggressive. I love the fact that Coach Peterson is aggressive. I think I would coach like that if I were a coach. But I do think you look at it and, you know, when you're taking play action pass, I don't even know how many I stopped counting on first down the play action passes that they had, which is fine. But those play action passes take longer to develop, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a deeper drop. So, you know, routes correlate with the drop.
Yep.
And how deep the quarterback is. So I think we'll see a little bit different game plan. I don't know that for sure. I'll be there tomorrow to watch practice, but I don't know for sure what they're going to do. But I wouldn't be surprised because I know when he talked about it 2 days in a row in his press conference, I know that second and nine average throughout the whole game is not what he's looking to repeat.
Nah, you can't do it. It'll be interesting to see how the Rams deploy Ramsey. I'm curious how they
look. Well, he's, by the way, he was the best college corner that I've watched play. I mean, he was fabulous. And run and pass. That's a physical corner. That's almost like an oxymoron.
Yeah. No, he is, and he was. He was a great corner. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it depends on who they deem a threat. You know, is it
Deshaun?
I don't know. You know, Deshaun can still take the top off of the defense. I get that. But a lot of it depends on your coverage. You know, you can play man on another guy, but you can have the safety leaning into Deshaun or anything over the top.
Yep.
My interest is seeing how they're going to handle Ertz and Goddard. That's interesting to me because they are a matchup problem for a lot of people, man.
It was funny. I was bringing that up. I brought that up a little bit earlier, and that's always been the difference. If you look at the previous two games, whether it was Foles or Wentz, you know, the fact that they go so much 12 and 13, I mean, it's a big deal. They are a matchup. I mean, Wentz, look at Ertz. I mean, he normally never drops that ball or else that's a conversion. And that, you know, he ain't Goddard. Goddard's blossomed too. He could play.
Yeah, he's really, really good. Both of them are really good. They're really good run after the catch. I love their competitiveness in both of them. But, you know, that's to be expected. If you're not a competitor, I guarantee you're not in the NFL.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, those guys are really good. Excellent in the red zone, of course. And, you know, see Miles Sanders come back. I think Miles was one of those rare rookie guys that I think as the year went on got better last year, at least the games that I did. I did the early season Lions game, I think, and I was on a little bit of an Eagles run last year toward the end of the year as they were pushing for the NFC East. And I think he's pretty good. I think Boston Scott's a nice 1B. So they can do it, you know. And just for Eagles fans, understand, like, first week and, you know, you have talent. It's there. You get Lane Johnson back, you get a little healthier, you know, it's a good defense. Darius Slay is a really good player. I thought the defense, for the most part, played pretty darn good last week. The only thing I would want to see better from them, and it's an emphasis, and I know Coach Schwartz, excuse me, probably emphasized this, but, you know, the Redskins had two touchdowns off two turnovers. You know, the best thing a defense can do is, you know, either 0 points or at the very least hold them to a field goal attempt. And I think their defense needs to respond better off turnovers, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Chris, welcome back. We got a new season. You know how crazy we are here in Philly? So welcome back. Have some fun this weekend and call a great game, brother.
Are restaurants open in Philadelphia, or do I need to pack, like, power bars?
No, we got restaurants. You just ate outside. So, it's going to be beautiful, too. Incredible weekend. And we got plenty of great spots. You can, if you need me to make a reservation, I will, for coming on.
Well, you're dialed in. Hey, can I ask you one other question while I'm there?
Because
our church is open. Catholic churches, are they open? Do you know that or not?
Yes. Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. So you can do mass.
So all right. I'm all good. You'll be good. I need it when I'm in Philly.
Just make sure. Just make sure you have your mask with you, okay?
I will. Absolutely. 100%. I'm dialed in. I'm
awesome, brother. You need us. We're here for you, all right?
All right.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
See you, bud. I'll take it easy. Chris Spielman on the Comcast Business Hotline.
Should I send him to a Lithuanian mass? Should I text him right now?
Well, we'll send him that. We'll text him. We'll give him the rundown.
We'll
give him a choice.
He can go to Lithuanian mass,
or you can go to the Roman Catholic mass, one or the other. And hey, you know, we'll send him to the temple too as well.
Yes.
Wherever he wants. All right. Wherever he's looking for. We got him covered.
Yes, we do.
All right, let's get back to the phones. He was good. I liked Chris.
He's confident, it seemed. Confidence for the Eagles.
Listen, you're the analyst. You come in, you're doing, you know, rent, if you're on in L.A. or you're on in Philly.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, you give the spiel, but you give the talk. Listen, here's where he's definitely right. He's right about a lot of stuff, but week one can lie to you. It can. And it was a bad game. I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat it. It was a bad game. We can't get serious. We look at the schedule. You can see the three games that loom after these next two. And the Rams are no joke. They're a good team. So you got to win. That's all. Nikki, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nikki.
Tune in, Sam. What's up, fellas?
Nikki.
Listen, I'm jolly chally like you are. All right. Whether we're talking sports or not, I wake up every morning, have my espresso or American drip, depending on what I'm in the mood for. And I start my day and I try to stay positive. That doesn't mean like something doesn't get stuck in my crawl and I'm gnawing away at something that bothers me. And here's the flip side. If everybody wants jolly chally Ant, then they can go see the potato guy who works for, you know, the Eagles, you know, another name for potato.
Yeah,
at the end of the day. So here's my thing. Who's the only coach you would give a 10-year contract to right now in the NFL?
Matt Rhule.
I didn't even think of that.
Andy Reid.
You know what? I would definitely, Andy Reid, close my eyes, not worry about it. Because he showed me two things already since he left Philadelphia. He can pick talent a lot better than he did here in Philly. He did well here, but he's even better now when it comes to offensive talent. And B, he's become a much better game time coach. He can prep really well, which is the first half of the game, and he can adjust well. Now, it helps when you have all that talent, but that's your job. You pick the talent and you pick the plays. That's the only guy I would give it to right now.
I would give it to Rhule because I think Rhule is all that. I think he's terrific. And I would give it to, ain't nothing. Sean McDermott's had a hell of a job in Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo, absolutely. I mean, I think most people would right away go Belichick, but I don't trust Belichick right now without his quarterback, you know.
Right. So, well, I do. I mean, Belichick's Belichick now, right?
He is, but I got to see what he does without a quarterback.
Fair. Now,
back to Doug. Listen, just like we all love Brett, we all love Doug. That doesn't even come into the discussion.
Right.
Okay? We want to talk about how much we love somebody. We'll just go to church on Sunday with Chris, and we'll talk about love. That's what I do on Sundays. But we're talking sports talk here, right? They did lose on Sunday, right?
Yes.
With a 17-point lead and a ball with a minute 30 to go in the second, correct?
Yep.
And couldn't get a field goal the rest of the game, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so why the outside criticism? Why can't we say what you said? Look, in my opinion, outside fifth and Frank Reich, the imagination of this offense is in a dark well. I mean, it literally is in a black hole somewhere outside, you know, a nebula somewhere in space. I have not seen any creativity. So why am I supposed to just pat him on the back and say, he won us a Super Bowl 2 years ago?
Yeah, here's the thing, right? Like, and you and I kind of see it the same way. I also understand how Joe feels, right? Like, you look at the guy, you're a big fan of the guy. And I do think it was funny. There was an underlying Foles-Wentz thing as well. And there's an underlying Wentz-Doug thing. And I think Joe was more, and I even admit it, like, listen, I'm a Wentz guy and I believe in the kid. And you hear me criticize him with, you know, trying to live to play another play. But there was a piece of that. And for some reason, there is a almost two sides. It used to be Foles-Wentz, and now it's a little bit Wentz-Doug.
It's like our politics. There's two sides, and you'll never bring the two together because there's the Foles-Doug Super Bowl, and there's the Doug and Wentz future or current. You know,
right?
But here's my thing. I called you several times the last year and a half when you were saying, I think he's a great team motivator, but I don't think he's a great play caller. Yeah. I said, Ant, I called you and pushed back on you a couple times.
Yes.
Because I agree like Joseph, but Joe, I think, is just, I'm not going to close my eyes and hand my team over to somebody who won a Super Bowl. Because guess what? Most of those players are no longer on the team or old.
Yeah.
And all those coaches aren't here except for Jim.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Okay. Now, I'll say this about Jim. I haven't talked about Jim all week. I would have kissed him on his ass if after I saw Slay cover McLaurin all game, because I didn't think he would be courageous enough to change his X and O style. And if you bring Slay in and he doesn't cross both sides of the field, then you're using only half of his skill set. So I'm so happy that he's done that.
No, I agree, Nikki. Great stuff. I agree with you there. I do. I will tell you this: fascinating discussion on all fronts with it. One thing we can say about the Eagles is that they're interesting. Sixers and Eagles are interesting.
Yes.
The Phillies, infuriating with a PH. Hopeful flies. All right, let's play a little Cuzzo next, shall we? For some primos. How about that? You want to join us, 215-263-0975. If you want to play some Cuzzo, coming up next for some primos. Cuz Radio with the Tunis, 97.5, the Fanatic, right here. All right, let's talk a little Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, the 4-for-4 casino sportsbook of choice. I'll be there a little bit later on. Yeah, that's it. Love it. Guess what they're doing? They're bringing back this free 50. The free $50 bet. You can't beat the free 50. So here's the deal. You go to parkscasino.com/PA. You download the app, you sign up, they're going to give you $50 to bet with. That's it. No, you don't have to put any kind of deposit. Just here, take a $50 bet. That's what they're going to do at Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. So you can use it tonight, right, where Cleveland's 6-point favorite or Bird's a 1-point dog on Sunday. Use it any which way you want it. The offer expires Monday night, 11:59 p.m. Great offer. Check it out. Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. Use that promo code FANATIC when you sign up. You got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 1:30. You ready to play a little Cuzzo trivia? Yes! I like it, man. Time to play a little Cuzzo sports trivia. 4-for-4. Don't forget the Cuzzo's 4-for-4 trivia app. Coming your way, Andrew.
Yes.
First week of October.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
So we're looking forward to it. Is right. Let's meet our contestants. The subject today, Doug. That's right, DP. So Doug trivia.
Gosh, it went great.
The winner is going to get a Primo Hoagie party tray. So you get to watch the birds and some Primos. Not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. Jay in Philly. JJ.
What's going on, man? How you doing, buddy?
Good, brother. You yeah. Pumped up or what? How we feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. My brother actually one of the quarterbacks, former quarterbacks. My brother got to meet him at work, and he likes the Eagles because they're coming home after a road loss. I like it.
I like it. I like that, too. And you can see, right, Sunday, like you can see it. Where they, you know, think about it, right? Sunday night game, Rams, emotional. They win, tough one against Dallas. Now they got to go on the road. You know, the yin and the yang, right?
Yeah, that's right, yin and yang.
So, all right, good luck. Hold on. Let's meet your opponent from Elkins Park. Say hello to Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Ian. How's it going, buddy?
What's going on, Kev?
Working hard today.
Yeah, buddy?
Yeah. I'm ready for the game now. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be tough, but it's going to be good.
Yeah, man. I'm thinking same thing. I want to believe, you know, it's a mulligan, you move on, it's 1-1, you know, you're 1-1. All right, let's start the season, right?
Right on. Let's go.
All right, boys. Jay, I want you to call heads or tails. You go first or second. Jay, call it in the air now.
Heads.
All right, the official penny of Cuzzo Trivia says heads it is.
All right, you want to go second, I presume.
You do presume correctly.
All right, boys. You get basically head-to-head, five innings, like five frames. And you get a chance to steal if your opponent does not get the question right.
Okay.
Pretty simple. All right, Kev, you get it started. What was the first team that Doug Peterson ever played for in the NFL?
Rams.
No.
Incorrect. The correct answer is the Dolphins.
Oh.
All right. Remember, boys, do me a favor, because Tunis will have a nervous breakdown. Do not curse, right? Just remember.
Sorry.
That's all right. I know how it is. Just try to remember not to do that. What was the Eagles' record, Kevin? Under Doug, his first season as head coach.
9-7.
9-7.
No.
Incorrect. Kevin for the steal.
No, that was Kevin.
No, that was me. It's him. It's me, man.
Oh. Jay with the steal.
I'm going to go 3-13.
3-13.
No.
Incorrect. All right, let's take a time out. You guys regroup. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, all right. Let's start it off. All right, here we go. Kevin, it's a new game. Okay, let's throw out the first inning. I want you guys to think. Kevin, you're going to be on the clock right now. Kevin,
okay.
How many seasons was Doug on the Eagles roster as a player?
Three.
No.
Three is incorrect. Jay, can you steal it?
He was on the roster for four.
No.
Now, one season.
That's it.
That's it, boys. That's it. All right, Jay, I need you to answer, Jay.
All right.
What was the Eagles' record under Doug? His second season as head coach, what was the regular season record?
7-9.
No.
Kevin.
I want to say 10-6.
No.
13-3 was the Super Bowl year.
Oh. Oh, that was his second year.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all right. Don't worry about it, boys. All right, here we go. Third inning. Somebody's going to score. I feel it. Here we go. Who did Doug Peterson earn his first win against as head coach of the Birds? Kevin, you're on the clock.
We're going to go Washington.
No.
Washington, correct. Jay, for the steal.
The Giants.
No.
All right.
Doug is killing me today.
All right. Cleveland is the right answer, the Browns. All right. Who handed Doug his first loss as coach of the Eagles, Jay?
The Chiefs.
No.
Oh.
Kevin, can you steal it?
I'm going to go with the Giants.
No.
So you remember the Darius Slay interception? Carson goes deep.
Lions.
Yeah. All right. There we go. We got two innings left. All right. Kevin, in what state was Doug Peterson coaching high school before he entered the NFL?
Can you repeat that? I didn't hear the first one.
In what state was Doug Peterson coaching high school before he started coaching in the NFL?
I'll go Florida.
No.
All right. Jay, can you steal it?
I'm going to try. I'm just going to say, what state?
There's 49 left. What do you got?
North Carolina.
North Carolina?
No.
Louisiana. All right. Now, this is a Cuzzo first, by the way. You guys... nobody's gonna. It's amazing. Jay, you're on the clock. Here we go.
Let's go.
All right. If you remember, the Chiefs hired Doug. But what was Doug's title when he was with the Eagles in 2011 on the coaching staff?
Quarterback coach.
Yes!
Yes!
Jay! Yes, Jay! Yes! All right, here we go, Jay. All right, Kevin, to tie it, all right?
Uh-huh.
This is it. You can tie it right now. What is Doug Peterson's playoff record?
7-3.
No.
Jay, what is it? That's the game.
That's the game.
4-2. But listen, guys, you guys are a lot of fun in your futility, though. I love you guys. You guys are cool. Jay, you won. So you got the primos for Sunday. Kevin, you're a hell of a sport, man. All right?
Thanks. Sorry, Kev.
All right. Listen, Kev, you download the app. You'll learn a lot more. It'll be fun. All right?
Well done.
All right, buddy boy. Thanks, pal. Take it easy. All right. Listen, Jay, thank you, buddy. You win the primos. Enjoy it, all right?
Yeah.
Go Birds, brother. Go Birds. And there you have it. There's the Cuzzo Sports Trivia game for today.
I think I broke the Andy Reid drop button today.
I will tell you, it was highly entertaining.
Yes, it was.
The guys are, you know... I like nice guys, man. And listen, you know, some of those questions are a little, they dive deep. Some were not.
Yeah, the Louisiana one was tough. The others weren't.
Yeah.
Quarterback's coach. I was actually shocked he got that one.
Nah.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
It's good. All right.
What's the tax board saying?
Oh, that's great. All right, let me get back to the phone line, shall we? Text board is running rampant right now. Let's go to where are we at? Ryan in Washington Township. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, I just wanted just to share my opinion on Peterson.
Sure.
I know how we're going into 3 years since, you know, the Super Bowl was won. And, you know, part of me wonders if maybe, you know, because we've seen the past 2 years, you know, they've made some good, you know, they went to the playoffs. But, you know... that was it. And now this year, my prediction, though, is, you know, if they don't deliver this year, you know, is Doug in more trouble or is it just the team starting to regress now?
Yeah, I don't think Doug's in trouble. I don't think there's any, you know, I don't think he'd be in trouble at any point.
Do you believe like the team may start to regress now?
See, here's the thing that I'm worried about. It's a great question that you bring up too. The thing I'm worried about is Carson, right? So it all depends on what kind of year does Carson have? Does he stay healthy? Can he does he play the whole year? Is he good? Is he better? Because if they go, you know, whatever, 10-6, 9-7, make the playoffs, expanded playoffs, lose, but look pretty good, and Carson, the offense looks good, Carson stays healthy the whole time, I think they're in the mix. Then you tweak. I think that's the eye test.
And so does your opinion change if they miss the playoffs?
It depends how. Like, if Carson does not make it through the whole year, we have to worry yet again. And, you know, I mean, then you're looking at does the previous drafts come back home to roost? You know, I think we'll know the answers by the end of the year, right?
Yeah, because my ideology is, and I've seen this a lot of, you know, teams, after you win the championship, if you go another 4 or 5 years without another title, you know, then something may have to change.
Yeah, and it was a weird scenario. It's not like it was Rodgers and the Packers, right? Like, Rodgers and the Packers.
You actually brought up a good point there, because I know Rodgers, I think he's a great quarterback, but that Super Bowl win was 10 years ago now. And, you know, like, I mean, yeah, he's had good playoff runs, but has never gotten over the hump again.
Right. Now, you wonder, was that, and thanks for the call. I mean, you bring up something interesting. Why is that? Now, they were back, I mean, the next year they were the best team. They were 13-3, 14-2. Maybe actually they were 14-2 the following year after the Super Bowl. They rolled through everybody. They got beat on that Hail Mary right before halftime, and the Giants, one of those Giants get hot, beat them.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
Now, I don't know, after that, there's some attrition, you got to pay the quarterback, it's all that stuff, right? And then you had the McCarthy thing. You know, the Eagles win it, but they win it in an odd way where the backup comes in and wins it.
Right.
So that kind of throws everything kind of off. They win it kind of with a veteran type of team. So, I don't know, they're a different type of Super Bowl champion. The championship came in Doug's second year. Right? Yeah. Usually you have the make the playoff, you know, 5-11 or 6-10, and you go to 9-7, you compete for a playoff, you make the playoffs, you go to the championship game, you get to the Super Bowl. Like, that's usually
the progression.
The elevator or the escalator ride up. But it didn't happen this way. So I don't know how where it would look like to me. I can't tell you until it happens.
Right.
Right? Until we see. Is Carson playing every day? Is he playing? Right? Is he going to play? I need to know that.
Find out.
Yeah.
By the way, some news to report on. This is from the Kansas City Star. The Kansas City Health Department has told 10 fans to quarantine after possibly being exposed to COVID-19, because if you watched the game, you saw that they blocked out sections for fans.
Right.
Somebody in their block tested positive. So I wonder how that changes things, because right now it was just Kansas City and Jacksonville, the only two teams that hosted fans this past week. I wonder if that changes things. I mean, it's the first week and you already had...
You can't have fans.
I was kind of shocked that two teams did it.
You can't have fans, man.
And I get it; they're probably signing some sort of waiver or whatever before they go in. But already,
I don't think you can have fans. It doesn't make sense to have fans. I mean, you can't. The way the thing moves, you can't have fans. You saw that wedding in Maine.
Yep.
That caused its own outbreak. People died who weren't even at the celebration of the wedding. You can't do it. You can't do it. Now, the league itself had zero positive tests.
Right.
At least the Thursday night game. But those two teams. You can't. Sometimes we get lulled into thinking this thing's over. It's not over.
Yeah, exactly.
Dwayne in Richmond. Dwayne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Dwayne?
What's going on?
Hey, Phil, brother.
the caller, you can make some good points. I actually wanted to talk about Wentz. I'm a weird guy just like you, but I'm starting to a little bit get the feeling that Wentz may not be the guy anymore. I mean, because I kind of looked at Wentz every year. I'm looking for him to be that 2017, and 2017 is over with. But I just don't understand how you regress, because even we talk about coaching, you know. It's like school. You don't forget what you learned in the first grade. You don't forget what you learned in the second grade when you're in the third grade.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're talking about his mechanics, but Carson, you've seen what worked for you in 2017. And I continue to put him up there as like a top five quarterback, but I'm starting to feel like Carson may not, because, okay, yeah, he had a great first half in Washington. But he should be at the point to where he doesn't lose a game for us anymore. I understand there's more to it, the line, route running, rookies. I understand all that. But Carson is a smart guy, and I'm starting to lose a little faith in him.
Yeah.
And it's getting to the point to where I'm just like,
yeah.
When we used to go into a game, I never worried about Carson. And I know it's just the first game.
Right.
I get it. I get all of that.
Are you worried about performance, or are you worried about injury? Or both?
Both. I worry about both. And Carson, they talked about so much how he's becoming the leader of the team. You know, like, you got to show with your play as well, and you got to bring the team out of slump sometimes. Like the Rodgers.
I feel you. Let's talk about this tomorrow and further the conversation. I find it fascinating. All right, baby. Thanks, Dwayne. Interesting stuff. All right. Wow, you guys were awesome today. A lot of fun. Great conversations. Really appreciate it. Mikey Miss, Nat, Tyrone, all coming up next. Everybody, have a great day. We'll see you later on from Cousins Corner at Parks. We'll talk to you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.